I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayolday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Work.
Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. Congratulate yourself on being here, because you are tuned into the show where you learn the disciplines to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date and time. And oh yeah, on top of that, we're going to give you more. Yes, there's more. You're going to get the personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And when we put this all together, what you get is the mindset, the method, and the podcast title, Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Nice to meet you. Nice to see you again if you've been here before. Nice to meet you if it's your first time here. Today's topic is how to be a hater. Yes, you heard me correctly. How to be a hater. Now, why would you want to be a hater? I'm going to give you some counterintuitive ideas here on this podcast. If I didn't do that, then you wouldn't need this podcast. But let's get a definition. You know that the word hater is in the dictionary now? I think this is a new addition to the dictionary, at least over the last, let's say, 20 years. We added hater to the dictionary. Definition is a person who greatly dislikes a specified person or thing, a hater. Or a negative or critical person. I think we need to add a little bit to that definition, because there are some of you who are listening to this right now. You got some people who you greatly dislike, a specific person that you greatly dislike, but not because there's anything wrong with you. It's because maybe that person did something that caused you to greatly dislike them. Maybe they represent something that causes you to greatly dislike them. I don't think that's what makes you a hater. I think this is my definition of hater, because we're going to use the definition that if I was to call someone a hater or think someone's a hater or agree that someone's a hater, and the way that I'm using the word in today's episode, hater, is not just greatly disliking a person. I'm not going to tell you how to greatly dislike people. I think you already know how to do that if you chose to do so. A hater is a person who has some negative feelings or negative energies within themselves because they see another person doing something positive for themselves. Let me repeat that. A hater is a person who has some negative energies or negative feelings, or hopefully this doesn't come to this, but it often does. They take some negative actions or make some negative statements, happens often, towards another person or about another person, alluding to another person, simply because that person has achieved something, is progressing in some way, has some type of accomplishments, or represents some level of success that the hater has a problem with for whatever reason. Now, a hater is not necessarily somebody who doesn't have achievements of their own. There are some haters who are in very high positions. There are haters who have a whole lot of accomplishments, a lot of money, a lot of success, but for whatever reason, they have negative energy towards another person because of that person's success or that person's achievements or that person's popularity or whatever that person represents to the hater. Okay, that's what I'm talking about when I say a hater. Now, today's episode is how to be this person who has negative energy inside of you based on somebody else's success. Now, why would I want to teach you how to have negative energy in yourself, not towards yourself, but negative energy within yourself because of some successes you're seeing outside of yourself that belongs to someone else who you may not even know? And I'm going to tell you how to use it productively. Why would that matter? I remember I was watching some guy play basketball on Instagram. There was some Instagram video. Somebody actually sent this to me in direct message. Some guy was playing basketball on Instagram in a gym that I had played basketball in before. The thing is, this guy who I'm watching, he's playing basketball in the gym. Instagram exists. So he has his little Instagram clip, his highlight of him doing whatever he was doing on the basketball court. Now, when I was in this same gym hooping, and I went to this gym a lot, and I did a lot of great highlight things in that gym. However, there was no Instagram back then. And I'm looking at it like, damn it, I could have had a whole bunch of Instagram highlights had I been playing during the Instagram era. But I kind of stopped playing right as the Instagram era began to take off. I remember 50 Cent saying once, I was listening to an interview with 50, and he said, you know, I know a song is really hot when I'm listening to it, and I say to myself, I wish I was the one who had made that song. And I feel the exact same way about things. And I see somebody doing something, I'm like, damn, I wish I had wrote that book. I wish I had said that. I wish I had written that tweet. I wish I had made that video that this person made. I wish I had that angle, that idea that this person had. Then I feel a little bit of hater energy. That's what I'm talking about here. So the hater energy that I'm talking about here today is not that you're wishing on anybody's downfall. It's not that you walk around bitter or that you have all this anger inside of you because somebody else is succeeding. This is a kind of a flip on being a hater. It is feeling some energy that you're like, damn, I wish I had saw that. I wish that had happened for me instead of happening. Not necessarily that you don't want it to happen for another person, but you wish you had been the one to step up to it. That's what I'm going to talk about here today, how to use that hater energy. Point number one, you're going to understand by the time I get to the end of this episode. Number one, people demonize envy these days. See, that's what I'm talking about when I say being a hater is being envious of someone else doing something that you didn't do or thinking it or creating it or selling it or achieving it. We demonize envy these days, right? Because everybody wants to appear, because we had this thing called social media, everybody is trying to appear, what, happy, healthy, everything's going great. Yes, I always look this good. Yes, there are always no blemishes on my face because I'm using Facetune and all the apps and making sure I'm making everything perfect before I put it out there for everybody to see. We're all trying to make ourselves look like the best possible version of us every time we're presenting ourselves to the public. And therefore, because of this, and because everybody has that in the back of their mind in some way, shape, perform, we have all grown to unconsciously demonize a person who is envious of this highlight reel version of us that we're putting out there, a highlight reel version of anyone who's being put out there. And because of this, everyone's trying to appear so great. And you know what? I'll tell you this. I get envious. We'll just talk about me here today. I get envious. When I saw that guy playing basketball on Instagram in a gym that I played basketball in probably 100 hours for every 1 hour this guy had played in, I'm like, damn it, I wish Instagram had been out when I was in that gym every single day in 2010 or 2013, or when I was playing in this league in 2014, or when I was in this country in 2009. I'm like, damn, I wish I had been able to take advantage of that opportunity. I felt a little bit envious of that person because they could get some burn and attention off doing that thing. I couldn't get burn and attention off it because I don't do it anymore, and the resources, the tools that everyone's using for it now was not available when I was doing it. I feel bit of envy, and I'm willing to admit that I feel that envy. And when I see someone in a similar field as me in anything that I do, it could be a podcast, it could be a blogging, it could be tweeting, it could be playing basketball, it could be speaking on a stage. When I see someone in a similar field do something that I never thought of doing, but I'm looking at it like, damn, that was a good ass idea. Like, that was a really good point. I like the way they flipped that story. I like the way they presented that. I like the way that they showed that. When I see somebody doing that, listen, I am hating. I'm not hating in a negative way, like, damn, I wish that person would fall off, or I'm going to go online and say some negative things about the person, and then I'm going to look like the hater that people are usually talking about. I'm hating in a way like, damn, this person beat me to it. This person thought of something that I didn't think of. This person had a particular angle, a unique angle on what they're doing that I never thought of having. I'm looking at that and saying to myself, that energy that I have at that moment when I'm hating and looking at them like, damn, I'm envious that they did it before I did it. I use that energy to get to my next ideas. I use the energy of someone saying something like, damn, I wish I had thought of that, to get to my next idea. I told you a couple days ago when someone had posted on Twitter, a person I don't even know, he said, it's not that you need to go get more power, it's just that you need to stop giving it away. I said, damn, that's a hell of an angle. I hate it for a little bit that he thought of that before I thought of it. But then I utilized that energy and said, okay, how can I flip what this person said and utilize this to share it with my audience? Because maybe people in my audience never heard of this guy the same way I never heard of him. So I went and flipped it and made a whole podcast episode out of this 140 characters. It wasn't that long what he tweeted. This statement that this person made. So I used that envy that I didn't come up with it to go come up with something else, piggybacking on what this person created. So I used the energy of my envy to get my next ideas, not just to get the idea, but to execute on the idea. This is an important part. One of the important points in today's episode, again, is how to be a hater, is that not only are you going to use the energy, that envy that you feel when someone did something that you did not do, and I think all of us have felt that at some points in our lives, maybe some of you feeling it right now about certain things going on in your life, is to utilize that energy to come up with the idea for what you're going to do next. And you could possibly piggyback off what this person did, like, damn, I didn't think of that, but now I could think of this, and utilize that energy not just for the idea, but also for the execution, also to take some action. Point number two, today's topic is how to be a hater. Listen, when you are a competitive individual, you are okay. It doesn't mean that you got to be the only person who wins. You're completely fine. It's okay when other people succeed. I'm a competitive person. I don't mind other people succeeding. Listen, I want everyone listening to this to succeed. But when you're a competitive individual, at least in your field, whatever you're doing, you're okay with people succeeding as long as you can find a way to succeed more. That's the way that I look at it. And maybe not every competitive person who's listening to this thinks that way. Maybe you're like, listen, I'm competitive, but I'm really just competitive with myself. And I'm just focused on me and what I'm doing. And I'm not worried about what the next person does. They got 10 times more or they have 10 times less. I'm not concerned with that. Listen, some of you think that way and that's perfectly fine. I'm going to tell you how I think. I'm okay with other people doing their thing in podcasting or playing ball or posting a basketball video on Instagram. I'm okay with other people doing that as long as I can do it better than them. If they're doing it better than me, then I'm feeling a little bit of envy, and I'm using my envy, that envious energy. Because listen, people, energy is energy. Whether it's positive or negative, energy can be utilized to make things happen. It can be used for positive things. It can be used for not so positive things. But energy is energy no matter where it comes from, no matter how you achieved it, no matter how you created it or got to it. Energy is always energy. I feel great competing as long as I can find a way to succeed more than other people who are doing their thing. And understand, this is a good thing. I want other people to succeed. If you were to go on Instagram, post basketball video, I want you to succeed. I want your videos to be hot and everybody to be talking about it, be like, damn, this is amazing. I never seen anything like this before. Because all that's going to do is drive other people, not just me, other people who are competitive, to look at what you did and say, listen, I got to get some of that. Why didn't I think of that? Why am I not being creative like this individual who came up with that thing? I got to come up with something. Let me go look at what I got. Let me go think of some brand new ideas. See, when someone comes out of the gate and they do something that hasn't been done before and they just blow it out of the water and everybody's looking at them and everybody's in awe, like, wow, look at what this person did. The competitive individuals, they can look at it and appreciate it and say, that's great what you did. You know, it's excited. I'm consuming it, whether it's some music, whether it's a video, it's a podcast, it's a product, it's an app, it's a website. They're looking at it and they can appreciate it. But then as soon as they get done appreciating it, which is not going to take them too long, they're like, you know what? Now, because I saw that, the energy that I got from seeing that, the energy of the envy, the hating that I felt within myself because they did it before I did it, or they did something I never even thought of doing, or they did something with resources that I have access to, but I never put them together that way, they're going to use that energy to go create something new. See, this is why we need people like yourself to go out there and do something that hasn't been done before. Because when you do that, what you're going to do is spark some hateration in some other people. And they're going to look at that like, damn, why did I not think of that? Why didn't I do that? Why didn't I ask that question? And then they're going to go create something. Then somebody else is going to feel hate because of them and they're going to create something. Then maybe it'll circle back around to you. You'll feel hate because you're like, damn, I haven't created anything new since that other thing. And then you go do something else. And this is how we continue to move forward in life, because people feel this envy. People feel this hate. People feel this energy like, damn, why didn't I ... And then they go move because what they saw you do is moving them forward. See, you don't have to deny the feeling. You don't have to deny the feeling that you're envious or that you're hating or that you want to achieve more than another person. You don't have to go announce it on the internet, but you can feel it within yourself. You know what? Damn, I wish I did that. this is the truth for me. And I bet for some people listening to this is the truth for you. Like, hey, I wanted to get it first. I wanted to do it before everybody else did it. So if somebody else does it, then I feel a certain type of way about that. That's okay. Don't deny your feelings. So suppressing the energy is not going to help it. You want to leverage that energy. Utilize that energy to move it towards execution, like I talked about point number one. Point number three, today's topic is how to be a hater. Understand that it is not bad news when someone else outdoes you. If someone outdoes you or someone comes up with something that you didn't come up with, it's not bad news. They have an idea that you wish you had. That's not bad news. That is great news. Here's one reason why it's great news. They show you what is possible. They're showing you a new way of looking at things. They're showing you a new idea. They're showing you maybe just a new angle on something. Maybe they're showing you something completely 100% new that you never even considered or even knew existed. That's the first thing that happens when another person does something that you wish you had did. Here's another thing that happens. It wakes you up if you've been sleeping. If you've kind of been going through the motions and doing your thing, which is working for you successfully, but then you see somebody do something that's completely out of the box, completely new, you're like, damn, I need to wake up. I've been kind of getting into a funk here, doing the same thing over and over again. I need to wake my creativity up because you saw somebody else do it. And the third thing that happens, if you are compulsively competitive, then what that should do is influence you to action. See, a compulsively competitive person is not just sitting there hating, sitting there feeling envy and watching everything go on. They can see what's going on. They hear about what's going on, but only for long enough for them to spark some own ideas in their own mind, and then they go do their own thing. To this end, people, you should want people around you who do great stuff. You want people around you who are doing something new, who are doing something great. Even if you got to go follow them on Instagram to find these people, even if you got to listen to their podcast, you got to buy all their books because they're not in your physical space. You can't get around them physically. If you just got to do that in order to stay around people who are doing things that are new, that are great, that are innovative, they're breaking new ideas, they're looking at different angles of doing things, you need to surround yourself with these people, because what it does is sparks your own energy to be that same type of individual. Like creates like. The energy creates energy. I said that in yesterday's episode. The energy of people doing new stuff is going to spark the energy for more people to do new stuff. That's just the way it works. And if there wasn't that energy, if there wasn't that envy coming out of people who saw it and said, damn, how did I not think of that? If that energy didn't exist, then we wouldn't get any advances in life. We wouldn't get any advances in technology, advances in science, advances in finance, advances in just in thinking, the way that people do things. All of these things happen because someone goes out, does something, another person sees it and says, oh, I got to do something. Then they go do something. Then the next person does something. Then the next person does something. Then it goes around the circle like that. Let's recap today's topic, which is how to be a hater and use it productively. Number one, people seem to demonize envy these days because everybody wants to appear happy and healthy and everything's perfect and I'm not worried about anybody else, when it's all actually the exact opposite. Okay, I get envious. I don't know if you want to admit to getting envious, but I get envious. When I see someone in a similar field doing something that I didn't think of, I'm hating. I'm like, man, how can I execute on something that puts me back in front of this person? Because point number two, when you are a competitive individual, you want to see other people succeeding, but you also want to see yourself succeeding more. This is the truth for me, and I bet it's the truth for some of you listening to this. You don't have to announce your feelings, but don't deny that you feel this way, because suppressing them is not going to help you. Letting them out, looking at them and saying, look, what can I do with this energy? Asking yourself a better question, which is a book of mine, Dre All Day/Ask, then you can use that energy to go do something else. Point number three, it is not bad news when someone else outdoes you or someone has an idea that you wish you had. This is great news. Three reasons why it's great news. Reason A, they show you what is possible for you, which sparks new ideas in your mind. Reason B, it wakes you up if you have been sleeping and you've kind of been sleepwalking and doing the thing that's always worked for you, but haven't thought of anything new. When you see someone else do something new, it'll wake you up. And reason number C, if you are compulsively competitive, what it should do, what it will do, I guarantee, is influence you to action. You should want people around you, and whatever way you got to get them around you, doing great stuff, because it leaves you no choice but to keep up with them and actually surpass them. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 content creation ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at dreallday.com/game. That is dreallday.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.